Hey, everybody. This is Henry Bourne alongside my good friend.
I'm Chad Jameson.
Yeah, there he is. And this is the Muni Pros Podcast. And boy, do we have a good one for you guys today.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and introduce one of them. Chad, I'll let you take the other one.
All right.
This episode's special because I have my good friend alongside me as well, Mr. Jesse Warner.
What's up? Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We got Jesse, who is by far the worst golfer here.
Can't confirm.
And yeah. Shortest one.
100%.
And, yeah. Chad, I'll let you take this one.
Yeah, so this guy throws me shade all the time, and he's shaking his
That's
head
not
no.
true.
Mr. Grant Skeleton.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yep.
I would like
it's
to point
Grant Skeleton.
I'd like to point one thing out before we get really into this.
Okay.
I am by far and clearly the best golfer sitting at this table.
Oh,
here we go. And, we're already starting.
And I might add, I might be the best golfer to step foot in this household.
Oh, okay.
Really?
And, yep.
In my house.
Especially Brock.
especially
Brock.
Oh, we're already starting off great.
Wow.
So yeah, Hank,
it's all downhill from
so
here.
Jason Kokrak won.
Yeah, let's just dive right into it, I guess.
We'll do a quick recap. So this past week we had the Hewlett Packard Enterprise Houston Open. What a mouthful.
Say that three times fast.
Hewlett Packard Enterprise.
You nailed it.
Houston.
Yeah. Couldn't get through.
I don't know why they don't just call it the Houston Open. We talked about that last week. Jason Kokrak actually had a come from behind win this past week. Shot 10 under. So I just saw my notes about Jason. We can just ignore that.
Oh,
cut that one out, Chet.
But no, he it got me stumbling over here. He had a previous win, beat Jordan Spieth down the stretch back in July.
Yeah, we don't talk about it.
Yeah, it was a bad day for Jordan. And then comes back, wins this past weekend. I think, we're in store for a big year from him. He's getting his confidence. He's got two wins this past season. Big dude. He seems to be pretty chill on the course. I'm seeing subliminal messages over here.
Let's be honest.
Do your thing.
Did you actually watch any of it with Jason Kokrak in the lead?
I did not.
Like, that doesn't interest me.
Did you watch any, Grant?
I watched every single shot of the coverage. Yeah.
Well,
I didn't miss a beat.
Look, we don't know much about Jason Kokrak. He's a big dude. That was my descriptive factor of Jason Kokrak.
So,
like, physically big?
Shriners?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a tall dude.
He's a big dude.
Let's see. He's 6'4", 225.
That's a big dude.
That's a big dude.
That's a big dude.
So, Shriners, he got cut. Went to the CJ Cup, got tied 54th, and then he just won. This has like been a common theme, it feels like.
For him?
This year. No, this year, just with all the winners.
This is what we talked about last week.
What?
There's just so many golfers anymore.
Exactly.
No, we did talk about that last week.
We literally had like a long conversation about this.
Yeah.
It's like every single tournament we go into, you think you have like, if you got like 10 golfers, you think, okay, one of these 10 is going to win.
Exactly.
And then you got a player like Jason Kokrak, who I've maybe heard his name twice in my entire life. And then he goes and wins a tournament.
Jason Kokrak.
Yeah.
Make it three.
And now, for some reason, I'm just going to remember that he's 6'4", 225. That's going to be my random thing I remember.
As golf announcers describe him, a linebacker.
he basically is. So what's crazy is that his scoring average is 70.
Now, that is interesting.
That's nuts.
I mean, that's Jesse's first nine.
Yeah, you're probably right. I'm not even going to hide from it.
For those of you who don't know, Jesse crumbles at about hole three.
Yeah, he starts off strong.
That's not true. No, that's not true.
You'll fire off a par.
I'll shoot even 1-2 over on the front nine and then absolutely just shoot a 50. 49
yeah, or
back.
55 on the front, and then 37
on
the back.
Or vice versa.
Yeah, he'll
go
do
out
that
and
a lot.
Shoot
yeah.
20-some over on the front and then come home.
I mean,
home
you could have your own TV show. Just on a golfer. I mean, pure comedy from start to finish.
I love it when it's like 11 and you have your hat turned backwards.
Yeah.
And then you hit like a dart and then he turns it back.
Yep,
We always talk about it. We're like, oh, here we go. It's backwards hat Jesse.
Yep.
Yeah, or untucked shirt.
That happens quite a bit.
And then
on rare occasions, we get the untucked shirt with the backwards hat.
Yeah.
At that point, we just fully expect
that's when you know it's downhill.
Yeah.
At least he's never almost lost a wedge. In a pond.
That is true.
Yeah, yeah. But
and with a triple on that hole too.
It was a It was.
It might have been.
It was
okay,
five
we'll
over.
Say triple plus.
I took a nine. Yeah.
Triple plus. Oh my.
It was bad, and I went double.
Yeah, it was
double.
A par four. That was. It was a.
My senior
plus
year
five.
At high school, my first tournament, I took a what was it? I think an 11. First hole of my first tournament senior year.
Oh, I would
took
have
took an 11.
No, I'd have been like, that's a circle 10 in my books. No chance. I'm
don't they do
more
that in
10.
High school? They. I thought they were like double par.
I didn't.
Well, no, because
you have more.
You probably
was
probably
the game
out or something.
Yeah, I shot 36 on
you
the
too
back.
Good for a circle 10, Chet?
That's right.
Is that what
you
it
know
is?
It.
Well, we are.
No.
Speak
never.
For yourself.
You should. You sh-
no.
Great,
I think we
are.
Should. I think personally we should implement the double bogey rule.
No.
Oh, no, no way.
I'm just saying.
No way. How is somebody going to five putt then?
Well, it would keep Jesse under 100.
Wait, who's five putted before?
I mean, I have.
I'll
say it.
Wow.
My hand's half raised because I guess
you
have.
I have not five putted.
No way you haven't.
The only way he hasn't five putted, I'll give him credit. It was probably on the fringe because Lord knows he can't hit greens.
Valid.
Yeah. True. See, that's a disadvantage.
Well,
on
listen,
our end.
Hey, I might not hit the green, but at least I can putt, and I'm the only one sitting here.
Yeah,
not
I
can.
I tell you what, you do drain a lot to save triple and double.
Hey,
I mean,
it's true.
Got to do what you got to do.
That 3 foot birdie putt, you know, he can't really make.
Doesn't
seems
matter.
Like he's 20%.
Oh no, 3 foot birdie putt misses. My specialty.
Oh, those
hey,
are.
I will say that
I got a trademark.
He's
on
got
those.
The dude. You got the yips. Yeah, I
it's
think
so crazy.
It's bad.
You got
it's
the round
so
of the year though. 100%. An 87, no pars, six birdies.
Yeah. How does that explain that?
It's
to
beautiful.
You?
It's art.
Hey,
I was
hey.
Talking
so
about
upset.
The round at Beaver Creek.
Yeah, I was so upset because four of those birdies were in a row. And I remember
they were bombs.
It was almost an ace.
Yeah, but one of the par fives, it was like 25 feet. And I looked at you.
Yeah.
I looked at you, Chet, and I said, you know what? I'm going to get my par. I'm going to do it. Like, I was excited. And then I just walk up and casually drain the birdie putt.
Yep.
And I was mad about that.
Exactly.
I don't want to.
So the other question I have, how many eagles do you have this year?
Dude, I don't know.
How many eagles do you
can
have?
Can we count ones that
kill.
Were in outings?
Dude, I don't
no.
know.
Like on your own, individually.
They were solo.
I want to dive into that.
How many solo eagles do you have this year?
All I'm saying is
like
is
roughly.
I'd 3 or 4.
Okay.
Dude, I don't know. I'd say around 5.
Okay. I have 2.
Maybe more than 5.
I have
5. 6.
Yeah, right.
Well,
legitimately,
I have...
how many do you have on your own?
Dude,
this year, I want to say I have 2.
2 legitimately.
I think I had 1 with you guys, and I had 1 in Michigan.
You texted me.
The one
me
in Michigan doesn't really count. It was like a 490-yard par 5.
I stuck a
4 iron to like... 15 feet and made it. I didn't even feel good about it because it was such a short, straight hole.
Yeah, but...
But the one I want to talk about...
Is
now,
your
listen to this
out.
One. I got to hear your opinion on this, all right? So we were playing a little 2v2 outing, right? It was me and Shuto.
Yeah.
And so
shout
I hit the drive.
Shuto. Love you.
I hit, yeah, I mean, come on. I mean, love the guy. He
exactly.
can't golf.
That's
I mean,
okay.
He doesn't have
he's
it.
He's learning.
He's abysmal.
He's a little rough.
But I tell you
call
what...
Call a spade a spade.
You're going to struggle to find people to have more fun with on the golf course.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, 100%.
So, but regardless, so I it was Sugar Isle?
Yeah, you're
Sugar
got it.
Isle, yeah. So I hit a drive, and I'm like 120?
I'd say 30
out, roughly?
90 to okay. 110.
Drain it.
No way.
Drain it, dude. Yeah, hole out.
Yeah.
Shoot
it was lit.
I mean, shoot about did a backflip in front of me.
How far out did you say you were?
About 120.
It was 90
no,
to 110.
It was like 90 to 80. It
okay,
wasn't even, it
yeah,
wasn't even
yeah.
A
but
fun.
You know what?
Still,
and everyone says that the 16-inch bass they caught was 25-inch. Okay, that's what
that's
we do.
Fair. That's fair.
That is very
regardless.
Fair. But still,
I think it counts. I understand the whole outing thing.
Well, hey, if that's the case, then I have 6 to 7 because when I played with,
I don't.
I'm not here arguing for. I'm arguing for my sake. Okay?
I'm just saying. I stuck a 4 iron to a foot. All right.
Now so a hole out is a hole out is a hole out. But if you didn't take your drive, I don't know if you can count.
You did take my
oh,
drive.
They took his
oh,
drive.
You took his drive.
Oh,
so but it doesn't count. It doesn't count as an eagle legitimately because they took one of Shuto's balls that day.
What? No. If
well,
it's your
and that was actually hilarious.
If
too.
It's your drive and you
yeah,
drain
the
second
hole.
Shot, yeah, that's an eagle.
Count it.
That's I'd 100%
even
count.
If you're in an outing.
Not
put
on the spreadsheet.
Even if you're an outing.
Not on the spreadsheet.
Yeah,
on
put
spreadsheet?
An asterisk beside it. I don't care.
Nice
I'm
pronunciation
not
of asterisk.
I'm impressed you were able to get that word off.
Oh, it's asterisk. Is it asterisk or asterisk?
Well, now you got me confused.
Yeah.
Well,
somebody look up the.
But
the
I would count that. I 100%
word.
Would count that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Let's decide it.
Like, even if it doesn't go on Sig's spreadsheet, shout out to Sig. Those spreadsheets are amazing. But anyway.
They could use some improvement. Just kidding. Just
dude,
kidding.
He goes all out, and
just
I love
kidding.
It.
No, you but, say he's going to listen to this and immediately, like,
He's going to start trying to copyright it and sell the program.
Exactly.
As if there's not a million of them.
I swear it looks so good.
There was one time he had this whole spreadsheet thing, and he goes over to Pete's. Pete's the guy who taught me how to golf for all you listeners out there. And Pete was like, I got this program. You got to check it out. And it was literally what he has in Excel, but like a copyrighted program. And he's like, I'll take it. he like started putting it in both. I was like, what are you doing, Biggs?
So he had
two of the same thing.
Never doing the exact same
thing. Honestly, the Excel was better because it put it in the graphs. The program he got didn't do anything with graphs.
You know what I love about your dad? Is that when we went on our golf trip and we would get back after like playing 36 holes in the heat, we'd come back to our condo and we'd be just like dog tired, right? We'd be sitting there drinking a few beers, you know, just talking about our round. Right. And your dad is over on the table just sweating. just going to work on this computer, going through the scorecards. I mean, he's putting 8 scorecards worth in and he's just like...
That one eye is just...
Oh,
he hands them to me, and I have to read them off to him as I'm just sitting there trying to eat.
Yeah, and Hank and I are sitting there
enjoy the moment. Yeah.
And he's like, read these off to me.
Oh, my cow.
So that's a good segue.
Yeah. I mean, we were talking about Jason Kokrak.
Yeah. So Scottie Scheffler, another top 10. And this is actually somebody that we can talk about. We all know. We don't know who Jason Kokrak is that well, but Scottie Scheffler. Up and comer for sure, doesn't have that first win. Another top 10. I think that's like 3 of the last 5 or 6. What do you think his problem is? I notice on Sundays what I did watch him play. I'm not talking about this past week because I didn't catch any of Scotty. It seems that he does fizzle out. He'll get hot Thursday or Friday.
So
or
last
Saturday.
Year, wasn't he competing at the Memorial?
It was the Memorial. Yeah. But
well,
it was after
was,
John Rahm.
Right, that know. Was after the John Rahm thing. But he was playing really well. Like, he was a stroke or two behind, like, midway through, wasn't he?
Yeah, in the back nine, he had, like, 2 ill-advised bogeys.
Reminds me of, like, Tony Finau, somebody that everybody knows and plays really good golf, but just never broke through. And then, of course, Tony finally got his breakthrough.
I mean,
also, the match play, he was in the final.
Yeah.
The final but against whoever.
Oh, the Ryder Cup?
Billy Horschel.
Yeah.
No.
Match play. The
Billy Horschel.
Match play.
Okay. Yeah.
But you said, what's his problem? He doesn't have a problem. But you're saying, like,
is there something in his head? Like, yeah, he just can't finish? Is that what we think?
Yeah, I mean, he shot 1 under round 4. It's not fantastic, but, I mean, could have been a lot worse.
What was
obviously.
The scoring average for round 4?
Please hold.
Yeah.
Cue the Jeopardy
and
music.
Cue that.
Well, you can't say he shot 1 under.
Well, hey, how about
not
this?
Tell me what the scoring average was in round 4.
So this is his second year? Because he was rookie of the year last year.
I believe so, yes.
I think that's what it is.
I think, yeah.
Because I think, I don't know what the whole COVID year. Like, I don't know how the rookie of the year. I don't know. Anyway.
That's what throws me off,
so,
too.
Do you think he has a problem? I mean, you think about it, you know, if he's in his second year, right, the dude's only like, what, 24?
25, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's still fairly young. And you look at a lot of the players now, like Patrick Cantlay, who's
27.
Yeah. Matthew Wolff.
25. Stud, but.
Right. But I mean, I don't think that he has a problem. I think it just hasn't gotten there yet.
Well, and to Matt Wolff's credit, he already does have a PGA Tour win. So, like,
right.
He already has the hump off his back.
You also said earlier, you're talking about how there's so many golfers that are good on the PGA Tour. And so you've got all these guys that can win. And so if Scotty goes out and has a bad round, like he shoots 1 under in the final round, he's not going to win because somebody else.
Yeah, because he's
up there on the leaderboard.
Because you got to shoot 5-6 under every single round.
Especially on these fall wraparound tournaments where the courses aren't Marion or Oakmont, or I'm naming major courses, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I totally know what those courses are.
But no, I do. I think. You know, I think part of this problem is he just got to get the hump off his back and get the first win. And then it kind of loosens him up a little bit. But the only way you can get away on tour shooting 1 under on a final round and win is if it's a major or if you shot 6 to 8 under the previous twice of the previous 3 days and the other guys aren't shooting lights out like that. But
I think it's a matter of time. It'll come. I don't think there's anything he does or doesn't do that's going to cost him.
Do you think it's going to be like a snowball for him? He gets the first one, and then they just start coming?
You could say that,
but... Do you think the days of golfers doing that are kind of
over? I think those days are done. I mean, you look at Tony Finau. I mean, great example. But, I mean, he got the win in Puerto Rico in 2016. and then finally won again for the second win on tour this at the Northern Trust in the playoffs. So, I mean, if Scotty is going to play like he is, I mean, he'll have a spot on tour at least. So he's still making.
I don't think he's going to fizzle out anytime soon.
He's got to be like, what, top 15 in money earning? Top 20? I know he doesn't win, but my gosh, it seems like he's a top 10 on
let me see.
Almost every other
tournament.
And,
I mean, he made the, what was it? He made the Ryder Cup team. So
played well at the Ryder Cup.
And he played really well. And he was kind of a controversial pick when you had Kevin Na, who had, what, two wins last season, Chet?
Yeah.
Something like that. So, you know, he was picked over winners on tour.
I mean, he's 21 in world golf rankings, 12 in FedEx Cup this year.
Yeah, he's not going anywhere.
He's not going anywhere. I mean, he finished fourth last week at the Mayakoba.
I mean, we can sit here and talk about that, but he's cashing million-dollar checks every single week.
Oh, and for some reason, I can't get over it. He looks like a stud the way he walks. He's got a little bit of swagger to him.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
There's something.
It's something there.
So total money.
He definitely has a Scottie Scheffler walk. Yeah. Like, I plus, wouldn't expect him to walk any other way.
A name like Scottie Scheffler, I mean, come on.
It just rolls off the tongue.
Scheffler. He had to have come from California, right? That's a California name.
Texas.
Oh.
Born and bred, baby. Jordan Spieth.
He's the best golfer to come out of Texas.
Who is?
No, Scottie is.
Oh. Chad, do you hear that?
Come out of Texas.
Scotty Scheffler is the best golfer. Stop. I'm only saying that to grind Henry's gears.
Are you kidding me?
I don't actually mean that.
How many majors does Dustin Johnson have?
Oh, don't get into that right
now. Scotty Scheffler's
definitely choked away.
We are not segueing into that.
Jordan, what is it?
So Scotty Scheffler this year, he's 13th on the money list. But I mean, I need to find all time.
I mean, that just shows. I mean, he's 13th on the money list. He's, what did you say he was in world golf? 21st?
He doesn't have
a PGA Tour win. That just goes to show, like, what he does. I mean, well he does.
Consistently, too.
But, I mean, let's say if he's at 21st, because I don't know, and he gets a win, that has to bump him top 10, right? It's that big
of
a jump.
It's pretty close. Yeah. It'll be close to top 10.
It'll be close.
Because once you get into the top 10, it's like, real tight.
Very tight. Yeah.
Except for John Rahm has a pretty decent. The biggest lead since Tiger Woods had a 9.8 point lead. Fun fact, I read that on Twitter like when I was using the bathroom earlier.
So you're that guy that hears a really cool piece of information and then casually brings it up.
Yeah, I'm like that guy in Good Will Hunting. Are you going to quote, but you're not even going to read it?
How you like them apples. Yeah.
But let's jump to somebody that we all know and will forever cherish and love. Phil. Four out of six Champions Tour wins. He won this past week.
That's insane.
Oh, did he? I didn't
know
that.
Yeah, he won again.
He tied.
Because we were watching.
Yeah.
He tied Jack Nicklaus for the fastest of four wins. They both took six starts.
Is he four for
Champions
four
Tour
in Champions
Tour? Four for six.
Four for six starts.
Yeah. You want to say it again? He's four.
Four for
and,
six. Slash
and
six.
He was on Peyton and Eli's Monday Night Football broadcast.
Yeah, I was
right after that.
He's
a man of the people.
That brought me to this question. What is next? Like, what does Phil have to prove to us? He just won the PGA Championship.
He just needs to show his calves. That's it.
If he never picked up a golf club again, which we know he
Dude,
will.
Dude, does he come out with a work program for his calves?
He should. Those calves are pancakes.
I just create an Instagram just for
Phil's calves.
He also has his coffee, though. Right?
That is true.
Morning. He's got his coffee.
Coffee for wellness or something like
coffee
that.
For wellness.
You know, he says that's what keeps him alive. He says, like, he drinks it all day, every day. It's for his...
what even is it?
Coffee.
It's a bunch of different stuff.
I was going to say, what's special about it?
What's in
spinach.
Coffee.
Coffee, spinach, a little bit of oregano.
I think it's... Is it rheumatoid arthritis he has? I think
he does.
What,
he had real bad arthritis.
Yeah. His doctor said he needs to drink coffee as much as possible, so he drinks it all day.
That helps arthritis?
I guess. That's what he says.
Wow.
But
it's kind of nuts.
You brought up the Manning
cast.
It
turned into a real MD podcast, didn't it?
It did.
Do we think... Do we think that Phil, whenever he does, you know, maybe he'll play in the majors. He'll obviously continue to play the Masters and, you know, the majors that he's won, not the U.S. Open. I had to throw that in there. Do you think he'll go to golf broadcast? I mean, he did great on the Manning cast. But I think, look, we kick Azinger out and just put Phil there, my life is 1,000 times better.
But do you think that'd ruin his reputation at all? Like, so say he doesn't.
No.
So say he is like Because I didn't mind Azinger before he became an announcer. Does that make sense? So, like, if I genuinely don't think Phil will do bad as an announcer, but I'm saying...
Have you ever listened to Phil talk about golf?
Yeah, he's so, like, lighthearted and chill. Yeah, and
he dives into the details incredibly well.
But he explains it to a casual listener.
So, do you guys know Tony Romo is doing broadcasting for football, correct?
Yeah.
You guys know that, right?
Yeah.
So... Personally, I didn't like him at first, but everyone loves Tony Romo because he does that. He breaks down the play so that the like casual viewer can digest it to where like they understand what's going on. They're not like he's not like spouting these crazy terms or whatever. That's something Phil could do. And I didn't know Azinger before when he golfed, but I'm willing to bet that Phil Mickelson is
thrice more
loved and embraced from the fan base.
I don't even know how many Azinger. Not that it's just a major competition, but I think he's got one or two, if any.
I mean, Phil could hop on there and just drop dad jokes every other hole. And I mean, he would be.
I mean, I loved what he said about Eli's swing. How it was cute.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well, he hopped
kind of throwing shade at him.
When hopped on Manning Cast, there was another tweet, and it was just basically like reminder that when Phil hopped onto the one golf broadcast that he helped out with, I forget what tournament it was, he hopped on and made like a sex joke. He was like, "There's three things I'm good at: golf and like small talk." And then Nick Faldo was like, "What's the third one?" And Phil just
laughed,
just smiled.
Oh my cow! Oh my!
But
well,
no,
you gotta love him.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing: the casual fan, like the person that's not watching every week, is gonna know who Phil Mickelson is and is gonna like listening to him talk. So yeah, he'd be great at it. Now, whether he wants to do it or not,
right?
I don't know.
He's like a big family man, right?
Yeah.
He also strikes me as a guy who, I mean, he's hitting the ball just as far as he was when he was young. He strikes me as a guy who's gonna play till he can't play anymore.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
I don't believe he's the guy. I mean, just from hearing him talk about it, that he, you know, he would ever be like a Champions Tour only player. I feel like he kind of does that the Champions Tours just to, you know, keep himself loose, stay in competition for the majors.
Right.
But I think once he says, okay, I'm done with the actual tour events, I think he's going to call. I don't think he'll switch
on the Champions Tour regularly.
I mean, what reason would he have, right? I mean, outside, unless he's not going to need to play. He's not going to need for the money. And like you guys are saying, if he starts to do a broadcasting gig, you know.
I mean, I think there's a lot of different roads that he could certainly go down. But
yeah.
I personally think 100% he'll play as long as he can on the Champions Tour.
You think so? I guess maybe 40,
he's going to miss it.
46 wins is the most. Bernhard Langer, speaking of, won the Charles Schwab Cup this weekend, which makes it 6 for him.
This is nuts.
An absolute legend. He didn't win the tournament. It's like the same thing with the FedEx Cup, if you know what I'm saying. But I think, I mean, I certainly think 46, he's what, 52, 51? So 46 tournaments on the Champions Tour, if Phil wants it, all he's got to do is go out and play.
Yeah, and I think this Champions Tour is definitely a next step for him just because he's playing with the guys he played with whenever he was younger, you know what I mean? It's like,
yeah, that's true.
And with competing in the PGA Tour, there's all these young guns coming up like we've been mentioning. So playing in the Champions Tour, I think it's a lot more lighthearted and a lot more fun. I mean,
sure.
Not saying he doesn't have fun in the PGA Tour, but it's just I think he enjoys it more because it's more relaxed.
It'll be interesting to see what he does.
The main thing is the man loves hitting bombs, and you ain't going to stop him from hitting bombs.
Exactly. And hellacious seeds.
Hellacious seeds.
Yeah.
We're going to jump from legend to legend here.
That was smooth.
Yeah. Tiger spotting.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
It had to come up.
Grant. A video surfaced of the man himself, full weight on his right leg, walking with a slight noticeable limp.
Slight.
Is he still wearing the sleeve on
his
leg?
Yes. And JT, quote unquote, had an interview and said, Tiger's back. Not like back.
Misleading.
He's competing next week, ladies and gentlemen.
No, he's able to do things that he wants to do as a father now. He's still obviously doing a bunch of rehab, but golf is on his mind, is basically what he said. But they don't know a timetable on his return. And judging by the limp, I don't think we're going to see him in 2022.
Yeah. So what's he doing in L.A.?
I think that he was leaving the doctor's office there.
We need to have a like a segment here.
Okay.
You know, like when he says tiger spotting. And then you're like,
I need a mixer.
Yeah, and then we just,
go
right
it's your
it.
Weekly tiger.
Like, what's that show in Parks and Rec?
Tiger
the
moment.
Yeah.
The douche.
That'd be great.
That would be.
Didn't Bryson JT also moment. Say what?
Or a Bryson cringe moment button?
Oh yeah,
which we do have another topic on that.
We do have a Bryson. I don't know if you saw it or not.
Yeah,
go ahead with
great.
What you're about to
yeah,
say.
Just keep going.
Well, you just completely stole my thunder. I don't know what I was
going
to
no,
say.
No, no, no.
Hey, here's the thing with Tiger. Where he's at?
Tiger.
With the injury that he had, at this point, it's just about. Hey, you don't want to talk?
No,
I'm talking. At this point, it's just about getting back and playing in a tournament. Like, who cares when it is?
Yeah.
But like that moment that Tiger comes back and plays in a tournament.
Oh my cow!
Everybody is going to be watching.
Which is why he's leading.
And
the
who,
player
and who
impact.
Cares? Who cares when it is? You know. He doesn't need to rush back to get into a tournament.
Exactly.
No.
Well, he's going to want to because he's that competitive person.
Yeah. And you got
to
get Jack's record at some point. You know,
yeah, exactly.
Sooner than later.
Jesse, I'm glad I gave you the floor. Because now I get to say what I want to say, and the context is perfect. Didn't JT also say in that same quote that he is not going to come back and play if he's not ready?
Meaning,
if he's at 80%, you know, he can swing and compete, that's not good enough for Tiger.
He's not going to come back if he's shooting at his home course 75. No, he's going to come back when he can get reps in and is going out shooting in the 60s, under par. Because Tiger's not going to waste his time, his body especially.
Especially. Shut up, bro.
Look, eventually you'll take it for granted, okay?
Oh, yeah, we need a pun
you
alert,
a,
too.
You need a button for that.
Grant, you can
I'll be
our soundboard.
I'll come here and sit in the corner, and I'll be your sound effects
you.
Guy. Like, I'll just
John Cena!
Buzz through the door.
Where has this gone?
I don't know.
If
John
know.
Cena's here, we can't
we
see
went
that.
From Tiger Woods to John Cena.
Two legends.
Yeah,
I said legend to legend.
Not even halfway through yet, boys.
But, okay, so speaking of cringe moments, we'll talk about what JT did to Bryson on Instagram.
Which was
I'm excited. I have no clue what's
going on.
Livened
my mood this week.
So JT occasionally will like respond to Bryson on his post or if like Bryson comments. Sometimes we'll just throw some shade for some reason. Well, JT
are they friends?
I think
they're
so.
Friends.
I think
so.
They're friends. It's all fun and games. Yeah.
But JT was doing like core workouts and working on like golf workouts, stuff that involves balance, stuff I'll never do.
So this is a video. It's not going to play. This is just a caption. But he posts a video of him working out like this. And then,
So from there, Bryson said you hitting 180 ball speed yet or something like
that? Yeah, he said 180 ball speed yet with like a laughy face.
And JT responds with the perfect.
Yep.
We'll let Chet go ahead and
take
Chet, it over
just read
he's
it.
Got it right in front of
him. He says, at Bryson DeChambeau, a few times. I've spent too much time on my short game. You should give it a try.
Well, you know what? Maybe if Bryson didn't use like a 30-foot putter. I mean, it looks like he's using a broomstick to putt.
Yeah.
And then what was the tournament?
It's sick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those of you who don't know, that's the brand he uses for putter.
Well, and then what was the tournament when him and Patrick were going at it? And he missed like the same putt.
Oh,
I think back to back because they played
18 twice.
They played 18 twice. Mm. I'm not sure if they played 18 back to back.
That was the BMW.
It was the last tournament before the FedEx Cup. I'm sorry. That was in the FedEx Cup.
It was the first tournament.
Yeah, it was the first tournament of the FedEx Cup.
Northern Trust then?
No.
That's not the first. Is it BMW?
It was BMW and then Northern Trust.
Okay. Yeah. And he missed like two back to back putts. He missed them the exact same way.
Go ahead, Jesse.
Oh, please.
Wasn't the Northern Trust the one at Liberty National?
Yes.
Yeah.
The Tony one.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was definitely the BMW.
So the BMW was the first one.
Because the BMW was in the water when Patrick stuck it inside of Bryson on that par 3 playoff.
Yeah. Mm, yeah. You're right.
Say that again, Chet.
You are right, Grant.
Music to my ear.
Wow. Wow. One podcast and your ego.
Hey, so question. Do you think Bryson likes all the banter that he gets?
I think he likes
the
banter.
Do you think he eats it up?
He loves attention. Loves attention. And so any way he can get it,
that's why I think the whole Bryson-Brooks thing is a thing. I think Brooks hates it. I think 100%. Brooks would snap his fingers and be done with it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
But Bryson just eats it up.
He loves it.
Wants all everything to do
attention.
With it.
Well, and I mean, that's why there's the outbursts at the Open on the range. That's why there we watched a vlog, a 15-minute vlog of his daily routine prior
yeah,
to
the
tournament.
Yeah, what were we doing?
I don't
we
know.
A low point. We watched a 15-minute vlog.
It was like
Bryson
the day before the golf
basement.
Trip, wasn't it?
Just, huh? Oh.
It was like the day before the golf trip.
I don't remember, but I mean, Bryson's down in his basement in his driving range. I mean, just swinging out of his shoes. And like he hits one, and he was like, yeah. And I was like, what are we
yeah.
doing?
And yeah. they all got Chick-fil-A. And yeah. That's what really yeah. took me off. I was like,
You shouldn't get to enjoy Chick-fil-A.
Exactly.
Okay. No.
That's the
professionals
Lord's
can't eat Chick-fil-A.
You get Popeyes.
Yeah.
Okay? yeah. Enjoy that.
Yeah.
Greasy.
Yeah. You get the off-brand Chick-fil-A. They should sponsor us after that.
Chick-fil-A?
Ooh,
Chick-fil-A. We are listening. We'll hear your offers.
Yeah.
Popeyes, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll take it all.
We
yeah.
will.
I mean, we'll talk good about your Popeyes. Just, you know.
Just give us a
show me the money.
yeah. Let's go ahead and jump to our favorite young guy to talk about on this podcast. Colin Morikawa just received an honorary lifetime exemption to the European
yeah,
Tour.
Wait, really?
Hold on.
Lifetime.
It's not the European Tour.
It's the DP World Tour.
Thank you.
Right now, it's the European Tour.
It's still
tour.
The European Tour.
2022,
right now.
It'll change.
I like the logo.
So far behind.
The name will take some time.
Logo's
but the
pretty
logo's
sweet.
Pretty sick.
Yeah, just because you're a soccer fan. Just because you're. I'm serious.
What is.
Because it is so
it's on
similar
grass.
To, it's so similar to a soccer logo, I feel like.
No, I just think it looks cool because it's on a.
Hold
T.
on, hold on. What's this called?
The what's DP it? World Tour.
So the European Tour, if you listen to our last episode, Grant.
Ooh, shots fired.
You would know that the European Tour is changing their name to the DP World
I
Tour.
I remember you talking about that now. Yeah,
mm-hmm. yeah, you remember, right? Yeah,
how
sure.
Chad,
crazy.
I am swamped on a day-to-day basis.
Even.
Okay, I have literally zero time to listen.
All right, Chris Traeger.
Oh,
okay, it is kind of cool, yeah.
That's what
you.
I said. The logo's kind of sick.
You like that?
Yeah, it's clean.
It. Did you say Chris Traeger?
Yeah.
I was thinking
he
the
said,
same thing.
Literally?
Yeah, literally?
This literally? This podcast studio is literally the greatest place I've ever been in my entire life.
Okay, so going back to the topic, he got a lifetime exemption.
Lifetime. After winning his debut.
Open.
Yeah. He won one tournament.
So this,
they go,
this,
here you go, have a lifetime membership. No.
This tour
so
is
that,
active, it's live.
That doesn't.
It's the European Tour.
It's the European Tour.
Oh, so
tour.
It's still, it's just like rebranded.
Just rebranded.
So after this season,
I didn't
season,
know that was going
to
cause
it.
Such a. Problem by saying the DP World
yeah you really
no,
sorry
yeah,
I have no idea what's going on
fine.
I don't know what we're talking about Jesse
this it's the European Tour
okay
but one yeah Colin Morikawa got
so here's the thing
membership.
But if you're
after
the European Tour that's smart
I agree
like
in
if
that
you're
sense
them, for us it seems dumb but if you're the European Tour and you can get a young guy like that and lifetime exemption for him to come play some of your yeah. events that's smart.
That just really shows they're strapped for money like 100%
oh,
like
yeah.
with this name change they're doing it all for money. Because they're struggling, I feel like.
But they're also trying to compete against the PGA,
the PGA
Tour. And now
World
they're
Tour.
Trying to compete
yeah.
against the new
PGL.
Yeah, the new Saudi
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Premier
League.
Golf League.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but in the same time, it's like, what about all these guys who have been constantly winning on the European Tour? And then this kid comes in out of nowhere, which he's very popular.
Again,
he's not just some kid.
I know, which he's very popular, but these guys have been winning constantly on the European
but
Tour.
But who's going to bring in money from viewership and
I'm just looking at it from a player's perspective.
Spectators. I understand. Well, I'm saying as somebody that just looks at it, like if I'm the DP World Tour,
here's
that makes
the
so
thing.
Much sense.
Oh yeah. It's a
how
great
many,
move on that.
How
part.
Many
I
times
agree.
is he gonna go over and play on the European Tour?
Yeah,
I'll give
I don't
him
know.
Two tournaments, maybe three.
Everybody
he's
plays
gonna
in
play the Scottish Open.
He'll play yeah,
and the Dubai.
The
everybody
and the Dubai
the,
one.
Yeah,
the
everybody
race.
Always plays the Dubai.
When is the BMW PGA over there?
It was
that's not during a major week, I believe.
No, it was after the Open for sure,
because Billy Horschel played over
yeah.
there and won it.
Yeah, I don't remember when it is. It's in late July, early August.
But here's the thing: if you give him a lifetime exemption, you're going to get him for more tournaments than you normally would, right?
No, I don't think so.
Not necessarily. Just because he's exempted doesn't mean he has to go play.
I mean,
he's
no, this
obligated.
Is true.
Let's be honest: if he didn't get this. Would he still not be able to just kind of walk onto any European Tour event he wants?
I agree.
And then my other question was this kind of like a known perk of, like, was this like an inauguration? I'm not going to be able to say it.
Inauguration?
You could say asterisk, inaugural? But you can't say that.
Yeah, I'm not going to say it.
Inaugural.
Inaugural. Inaugural. Keep going.
Yeah. Thank you, Chet. Is that like the first
inaugural
tournament for that?
See,
for
I did
new rebrand or whatever. Because if so, was that like a perk to it?
Right. Because I don't think it was. Just because I haven't seen it before, but maybe it is. Because it is his debut. So if you win in your debut, maybe you get that. But I don't know. I mean, I know about the PGA Tour lifetime exemption. I know that. That's a thing. But
yeah,
I'm just
wondering if that was like part of the whole, you know, rebranding aspect of it.
Yeah, I don't
was,
know.
You know, if some other random golfer won, would he have gotten the same thing? Or is there like an actual outrage kind of about that?
I don't think there was any outrage. No. I mean, everybody loves Colin, so everyone was like, yeah.
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 Yeah. So it had to have been like maybe like a perk.
It had to be
like
something.
The golfers had to know.
That
didn't,
just makes no sense.
They didn't
out of thin
just
air.
Sit and wait to see who won.
Yeah.
And then they had like a list of players like, if these guys win, we're going to give them the lifetime exemption.
Know, man. It is a smart move.
I
still said.
I think it makes sense if you're the tour. You're going through a rebranding. You've got another new league that you're competing against, and you've got a young stud that you can. And again, he's not going to play every single tournament there.
Right.
But at least now he has the option if he wants to.
Yeah. Here's my thing. If you're given lifetime, and I know Victor hasn't won, but that guy's European, and you're not even going to give him a lifetime?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not saying Colin makes sense for the player to do that for. I'm just saying if you're the tour, that a guy like that is who you want.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, absolutely, Victor Hovland should be
a guy who's
one
so
of
big
those guys too.
On your competitive tour, you know, you kind of want to steal the thunder away from that, from the PGA Tour. Yeah, I get it. It's a smart move, but I just, from a player's perspective, I just think that's kind of messed up.
Well,
what did Colin say about it?
Has he said anything about it?
He was in a press conference. He's just that usual, you know, thank you. I appreciate it.
Well spoken. You know,
yeah, it didn't seem like he was overly excited, just because it's like,
yeah,
because
it didn't.
It probably meant nothing to
exactly. him. That's what would annoy me is that you're gonna give it to someone that it means nothing to.
Yeah, exactly. Which takes me back to the player's perspective. Is these guys who've lived on the European tour,
Christian Bezuidenhout.
Yeah,
you know those guys,
the Aaron Rye guy.
But
man, she's been playing a lot of PGA Tour events.
The PGA Tour is a business.
Yep,
and so is the
and
European
like you were
tour.
Saying, Jesse,
it's a business.
It is.
It's all about bringing money in.
Yeah,
I mean, as bad as it probably is to say, I don't think they care too much about the players' opinions or
That's
feelings
true.
Towards the actual tour. I mean, the tour is giving them thousands of dollars every tournament.
Right. Yeah.
It's a business. It's all about bringing in money.
That's
if
fair.
Giving an exemption to Colin Morikawa brings in more money to them, they're going to do it.
Right.
Regardless of what the player's perspective is.
Right. And that brings us to what you said, the PGL, the Premier Golf League, which
Saudi Arabia?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right?
It's Saudi backed. Yes.
But a lot of time, like the last couple times this has came into the picture, it hasn't gained any traction, and it pretty much drops out of golf Twitter relatively quickly. But they have some financial backings now. They haven't named the players, but they have some players who I think have agreed to play in it. And the courses that they picked, of course, are the courses that the PGA Tour has now kicked off of their rotation in Trump National, Turnberry, Eliza. A lot of these courses that the PGA Tour said no to during because of Trump.
The other thing is they redid the structure of it. The other ones did not do this. I read something about it has to do with the World Golf Rankings and qualifying for majors. If you played on those other ones that were trying to start, you weren't going to get World Golf Ranking points and you weren't going to be able to play in majors. And that's what people wanted to do. But with this new league, that will allow them to get World Ranking points, which will also allow them to play in majors. So now they're not sacrificing the majors by joining up this new league,
and
which is huge for this PGL.
And I have very little knowledge on this, but I'm going to assume that the purses for these tournaments
are going to
be
very
significantly
high.
Larger than some of these PGA Tour events.
And not only
that's
purses.
That's not going to make it hard to pull some of the bigger names.
Exactly.
Not only purses for winning, but you... Excuse me.
Wow.
But you have to think that they want big name players. There's got to be an appearance fee at that point too. They're getting paid to just show up and play.
Look,
they do that for smaller PGA Tour tournaments. That's why you'll see a Brooks Koepka or a Patrick Reed in a Puerto Rican Open. Not that you would, but what was it last week? Patrick Reed was playing in the Bermuda. Like Patrick Reed's
2 weeks ago
better than that, in a sense. I mean, he doesn't have to play those tournaments. He could just play, you know, the Tournament of Champions and play the.
Is he better than that?
I was very unbiased there, Chet. Now you brought it all back. It's, no, that man deserves nothing.
Let's be honest. He is better than that.
Here, let me ask you this. So let's just say, I mean, the Memorial is a big tournament, right?
Very big, yes.
I mean, purses, $10 million. That's usually, well, not. I mean, that's total cash give out.
Probably, it's $10 million, it's close.
Roughly, right? Yeah. So let's say during the week Memorial goes on, right? This, what's
Premier Golf League.
Golf League. What if they have a tournament where the purse is $20 million? Mm. Because I'm going to assume that they don't really have a cap on how much they can put, right? You're going to have players say, no, I want the prestige of the Memorial over the prestige of just winning money. If they've got the capital to do that, mm-hmm. they could very easily pull a lot of big name players during a lot of big tournaments.
And the other thing I got to throw out there too with the PGL is if they come out with full coverage, full round, game changer.
Is that in the talks?
Well, I don't know.
Well,
but think about it. How many times have you been wanting to watch a golf tournament?
It's been bad lately.
Oh yeah.
And I mean, you gotta wait till 3:30, or you'll watch it on Golf Channel, and then you have a 45-minute break to go to NBC.
Yeah, it's only on for an hour and a half.
Yeah, and if Premier Golf League is coming out with, whether it's a streaming service or it's something else, and they're coming out with full coverage every group, every round, which costs a lot of money, but it doesn't seem like money's going to be a problem.
That's where I'm at. I don't think money is going to be a thing.
But that could be a big change too, because as casual fans, and we've talked about this a couple episodes, I want to watch golf, and a lot of, especially with these tournaments in the fall wraparound season, I feel like it's just advertisement or no coverage. For example, right. And even then, they're bumping. Like 2 weeks ago or a week ago, they bumped the PGA Tour, which they were on like 17, to the Champions Tour, and they were on the final group was on like 8. So it's like you're shooting yourself in the foot from the get go. I want to watch I don't have a problem watching Champions Tour, but they were on 17. Ride it out and then switch to the Champions Tour, or you know, the LPGA Tour. They had the Champions Tour on, and big advocate for Nelly Korda. But I'm getting all excited. They had the Champions Tour on, and they were on like hole 10 or 11, and Nelly and Lexi Thompson, your two probably biggest name American women golfers, in a playoff with two other people. Lydia Ko was another one, who was a big name.
And you couldn't find it.
I know who they are, so I mean, that should show you.
Exactly. Yeah. And you couldn't watch it anywhere. So if the Premier Golf, and that's another thing too, is Premier Golf League going to be open to women? Because Ooh. Then they could do team events. You could
Dude,
do men and women.
That would be sweet.
So like the NFL had the XFL, right?
Yeah.
That was like a league for the fans, right? So they had like sideline interviews where you get like raw emotion and everything. You know, they did what the viewers wanted.
Mm-hmm.
This seems to me, I have no knowledge on this league at all, but it seems to me like they could do that.
Yep.
If they have the money, and they have, you know, the money controls pretty much every aspect of it, right?
Right, yeah.
Getting the players over there, they can do like they do with the match, like with Phil and Tiger.
Yeah,
they could
exactly.
do interviews.
Have players, you know, mic'd up.
Mic them up. They could do team events. They could do, the sky's the limit on the options that they could do. They could make it a much more viewer-friendly.
So yeah, but and one thing that the European Tour does, or the DP World Tour, that I really like is like they walk with the players and interview them as they're playing. That is really cool to
yeah.
me.
You get that raw emotion.
Yeah,
that's what
exactly.
we want to see as
yeah.
viewers, right?
Yeah.
We don't want to see them when they're
what's
like
happening
acting
in the
I
moment.
Mean, we like to see them get riled
that's
up.
Why on a PGA Tour event, when they cover the full caddy player conversation, it's like my favorite part of the whole coverage. Because they're like, what is it? And now I don't know what the numbers mean. They're like 46 to the front, and they're like, that's way more than 46 feet. but like the way they're like, I can go, if I go long, you know, it's interesting. And we get what, one of those every four tournaments, it seems like.
Oh, listening to Jordan talk with his caddy, I mean, injected into my veins.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah, I mean, that, we, again, no clue what they're talking about, but you know you're listening to Mastery.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you
yeah.
know what you're listening yeah. to is just...
It's artistry at work.
Or you're yeah. just listening to finely Jordan just rip into Michael.
Exactly. Conversation.
Go ahead,
do
Jesse.
Do you think the big name players are going to go play in a PGL event because it's got a bigger purse, even if it's not as strong of a field? Because in order, what I'm thinking is, in order for the PGL to be successful, they've got to pull a lot of these big name players
right.
to play in their tournaments. And so if you're one of those guys, and yes, it might have a bigger purse, but let's say the field is not as strong at whatever PGA Tour event is going on. Are you more likely to go play the PGL event because it's got more money, or do you want to play against a stronger field?
It's prestige versus money.
Well, that's what I'm asking. What do you? Yeah. What's gonna? What do you?
It's a very player specific thing.
So it depends on the player.
Jordan Spieth will play against a tougher field.
100%.
He wants to. Justin Thomas will play against a tougher field. Patrick Reed will go chase the money.
I agree. Yeah.
I mean, so, it's a difference in.
And don't hate me, but I legitimately think there's a chance Dustin Johnson would go to the money.
Mm. Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know about
Dustin
that one.
Johnson's never been in the spotlight person. At least I don't feel.
I don't
he
know
has.
If he wants to.
Right, so why wouldn't he chase the money instead of chasing the prestige? Which
he doesn't seem like the type of guy that's going to go chase
no.
that money.
So here's
like that.
So
he played in Saudi. He played in the Dubai tournament after the prince like killed. Remember that whole controversy?
Yeah, I do remember that.
And he did it because of the appearance fee that he was getting paid to go play there.
I think if that's the case, like if this works out the way that we're discussing right now, we're going to learn a lot.
Right.
About some of these golfers.
Exactly.
And where their priorities are.
I think you're
are.
Right, though. There's no way Jordan Spieth, JT. JT wants to win. He doesn't care about money. He doesn't have to worry about money.
No. Or what about these young guys? You know, Colin,
yeah,
Sector,
which
Matthew
is
Wolf,
what we who, mentioned.
Scotty.
What?
Scotty. I mean, if Scotty has a chance to actually win over there, is he going to say, okay, I want to go get a win?
That's what I was going to mention. You Along know? With... guys who, you know, make it out the Korn Ferry Tour, but, you know, don't succeed very well on the PGA Tour, make it out of the web.com or Korn Ferry Tour, sorry, and don't
it's
succeed very well.
It's Nationwide
Tour. It's what?
It was Nationwide
it
Tour
was.
Before it was
yeah,
web.com.
Yeah.
It was a joke.
Yeah, it was also European Tour,
on.
But now it's DP
Hit
World
the crickets.
Tour.
Hit yeah. the crickets. That'd be a great time for the crickets.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway.
Do your
so,
cricket.
what was I going to say? Oh man, I lost my train of thought.
Made
nice oh, jeez,
okay, yeah, Korn Ferry Tour players. So this will give them more recognition, I think, as well, and give them that confidence booster if they go and play this PGL tour to give them that confidence they need for the PGA Tour, and that would help them transition. Also, for the PGL Tour, I think you got to look at scheduling conflicts with majors. You know, obviously they're taking that into account.
They
right?
have to.
Well,
big,
yeah,
big
they,
name
they
tournaments.
They wouldn't schedule
exactly.
their big tournaments.
Exactly.
And I think you brought up the Memorial. I don't think people would skip out on the Memorial either.
I don't think
so.
They would either.
But again, it's prestige versus money. You know, if yes, you're talking man. About twice the amount of payout in another tournament, some of those players that may look at themselves and say, "Look, I don't have it. I'm not going to compete against these powerhouses. Instead, let me go play over in this new league where if I finish 30th, you know, I'm getting five times the amount of money I would have made in the Memorial." I don't think you're going to see the top 20 players in the world skip the Memorial.
One thing that would be really cool when the PGL announces like what their majors are is if you have a huge group of these good golfers on the PGA Tour that go play in those majors, because then you're going to have more than four.
Exactly.
You're going to have... Six.
But that's a whole nother topic.
But even though they're not like actual majors.
Yeah, they're not majors.
Right.
But if it's the best players in the world all playing together, I'm going to watch it.
Well, yeah.
Even if it's
well,
not,
yeah.
even if it's
I'm
not
gonna watch
one of
it.
The PGA Tour's majors, you got all those guys together playing. It'd be exciting.
Golf is interesting, though, right? Because this is the only sport where we look at venues as like the reason we watch as opposed to the golfers, right? So, you know, in basketball, if they go and play at Madison Square Garden, it's just like, okay, it's another basketball game. When it comes to golf, if they're playing at the Masters, it doesn't matter who's there. We're watching because
exactly.
it's the Masters.
Right,
right,
right.
And I just, I think that it doesn't matter what this sport or this other league does. You're not going to pull viewership or players away from those four majors because of just how much history,
right.
just how much spotlight,
I mean,
and just how much
game.
It means
exactly.
to the game.
Because the
of
PGL
golf.
Is not going to be getting Pebble. They're not going to be getting Valhalla, but Baltusrol, or however you pronounce that one. I never Belle Reve. I mean,
yeah.
They're not going to get these courses. They're getting the courses that are the PGA Tour rejects on some occasions. I mean, I'm not discrediting Turnberry. It's a beautiful course.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Well, that's the beauty of golf, though. Like, you know,
even Doral. Yeah. Doral is an awesome course.
That's the Blue Monster, right?
Mm-hmm.
They don't play there anymore? They moved that?
Yeah, I don't think so.
It is a Trump course. So
yeah, no, they don't play there anymore.
They don't play any.
Because they used to play that right after the Honda.
Doral, the Blue Monster.
That used to be one of the tracks when they did the Florida Swing.
Yeah.
Used to be with the Honda and TPC Sawgrass. They don't do it anymore.
Classic.
When did this whole track thing become a thing?
It's been a thing for a while.
No, it hasn't. I have never heard you guys call a golf course a track.
I've been saying it.
Yeah, since you guys started the podcast.
I've been saying it before.
They're called tracks.
Yeah, they are called tracks.
You get horses on them.
Yeah. No, you get done with the golf run. You're like, that was a fun track.
That was a fun track.
Yeah, and I go run at the course.
You guys say that now.
That was underrated.
I'm going to go take a lap around 18. You want to join?
400 meters, baby.
Yeah.
Oh.
This is literally the first time I've been really like hearing about this new league.
The other good thing about this league is it's going to make the PGA Tour reconsider a lot of things, like how to be better.
Exactly.
They're gonna see that this PGL league is for real, and they're gonna have to make some changes, whether it's in that, you know, those TV deals and how much coverage they have or what their purse money is. And so it's actually gonna help the PGA Tour out.
Exactly.
Can we talk about how ESPN does the Masters coverage? How they do. They do three separate, or actually they do four channels, right? They do Amen Corner, and then they do 1 through 6, 7 through 12, 13
it's
through.
Perfect.
So if you want to watch a player, it's perfect, but it's so weird how you have to skip from stream to stream. Like if Jordan Spieth finishes,
that's just
six.
The ESPN Plus coverage. Yeah. Once coverage kicks in on ESPN, the channel, then it's just whatever they're showing.
The good thing about the way ESPN Plus does that is that you can guarantee that you're going to see every shot from the player you want to see.
Exactly.
So if you want to watch, you know, Jordan, maybe not as much because they're going to show every Jordan shot.
Pretty
regardless.
Much. Especially at Augusta.
Yeah.
But if you're watching, you know, if your favorite golfer is, I don't know, who's a mid-level? Sam Burns, right?
Yep.
If Sam
good
Burns
call.
Is...
That's a good call.
Thank
it
you.
Was.
Thank you. I came
I'm
here
proud
prepared.
Of you.
Yeah. I studied all night.
I love Sam Burns.
I could name like...
All
you
night, even though
you
we asked
know you,
you
were
today.
Coming here until like a couple hours ago.
What do you think
you
was doing at work?
Like noon today.
I had plans. I bailed on some plans tonight.
Yeah.
I had a
he
lot
was
going to
play
lunch.
Rocket League.
Yeah, no, I was going
to
play
but
Call of Duty.
The PGA or the PGA Tour tried to do that when they did PGA Tour Live,
and it's abysmal.
But the problem is it's also
that.
Not
but
you can't do
players,
any group that you want.
But at the players, you see every shot from every single player, which is really cool. Just why don't they just do that?
Money. You have to have a camera for every one of those groups. That's
there was
money.
There was a long Twitter thread about the shot tracer, right?
Oh yeah.
About how I cannot remember the context about it, but I remember I was mad about it. I do remember that. Because there's something about how the way the tour allocates money and how they don't focus on the shot tracer, so they can't have it on every hole or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But as a viewer, I mean, that's what we want.
Yeah,
exactly.
I love the shot.
Give me the shot. That. I want to see the shot tracer on every single shot from 50 yards out.
It's like you hit the shot, and it's like you're there. You can follow it in the air, right? So
yeah, because if you don't have it,
you know,
they swing, and you're like, well,
where's that going to end
nice
up?
Nice swing.
Yeah. Let's hope the cameraman at the green is good. And the other thing is I don't know if you guys remember, like, just from watching coverage, the Konica swing vision.
Yeah,
Konica Minolta.
Yeah, Peter, he did a podcast with Foreplay.
Mm-hmm.
And so, so the Konica swing,
my thunder. I was going there.
Konica Minolta swing vision or whatever is basically like a slow mo vision of someone's swing, and the tour doesn't have those cameras. Are super expensive to get the slow mo high quality. So when they would jump to coverage to show somebody's swing, it could legitimately be a swing from a different tournament. And they're analyzing it because they don't have the money to haul that camera to every tournament.
Mm.
And I thought that was interesting. I mean,
that is interesting.
It's just crazy to me. You think about the PGA Tour, right? Especially now. I mean, I would almost argue outside of maybe Tiger in his prime, they got to be bringing in the more money they ever have before.
Well, think about the pandemic.
That's what I was saying.
Why would you not tailor the coverage for the audience,
exactly.
The ones that's bringing you the money?
Exactly.
You know, and mic up the players, like we said. The problem is you're going to have a lot of players that don't want to because of the whole Justin
They did that with
issue.
Ricky. I mean, they did that with Ricky a couple times. They stopped doing that altogether. I haven't heard of any player just randomly getting mic'd up for a round.
I mean, they'd have to pay him, obviously, to be mic'd up.
And they're not going
to
pick Ricky now.
Right. Do you want to know something that they added this last year, I think? That I it's so simple, but I love it.
It's for the new season. I know what you're about to say.
The whoop thing.
Yeah.
So they show
dude,
their
that's
heart.
So cool. Yeah, the heart. The
yeah,
heartbeat.
Yeah, that's
so,
so
at
cool.
first I thought, oh, this is kind of, I mean, they're all like 115. Like, right, okay, yeah. Like it's like they're making a brisk walk. Yeah. But one time I was watching and who was it? Rory.
Yep.
Rory had a par three and he was hovering around 115.
He was at the Ryder Cup.
He stripes it. It lands and then the crowd just starts going crazy. And then you see his heart rate go up to about 130.
Yeah.
Because he's like, holy crap. Like, I don't know if you're saying I hold it or...
Imagine
just the adrenaline. Yeah, it's like it's exactly. So cool to actually because you know
they're
Rory's
human.
Just, Rory's cool and calm and collected at all times on the outside, and just seeing like that emotion, even if like
he's not showing
not
it.
Showing it, it's still cool.
Imagine if you had had that for some of the biggest moments in golf, you know, like Tiger's putt.
Oh, give me Tiger's chip
at
in
the U.S.
On
Open.
16
oh my
at the Masters.
Jordan telling Michael to go get that. Like, imagine seeing that heart rate just going from his normal. To as soon as that putt drops,
I think it has potential to be really cool.
Oh, I would really love cool. to see Spieth's heart rate on 13 when he crackered that one.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
way right.
Like, that, you see that thing just sink.
Yeah, he's dead.
It would skyrocket.
He's dead.
Yeah,
just dies.
Like, well, the first shot it would, but then the duff.
Yeah, he hits the third one and his heart rate's like 12.
Yeah.
<You're> like,
wow. This guy doesn't
he
care.
Needs to
he's
he doesn't care.
No, but that's a good point, though. I mean, you think about it. You know, think about us just even like playing casually. You know, if we're playing like head to head, you know, it doesn't mean anything outside of pride and like crap talking. But, you know, I've stood over like a 5-footer before and I've been like,
and your heart is just
I'm like, come on, man, pull it together. Like, it's just Chet. You beat him every other time.
No,
it's not that.
No,
here we go.
No.
See, I knew you were going to get on.
Yeah, that's a lie.
I knew you were going to get on.
Thank you, Jesse.
I just want to clarify.
No,
thank
that's
you.
A lie.
See, this is the kind of stuff I
what
do.
Was our record, Chet?
5-4 me.
Yeah, I blew it.
You only played 9 rounds against each other?
Yeah.
Last year? Legit, like...
Well, whenever I picked up this internship, too, it kind of put a damper.
Also, like...
We played more towards the end of the round, or year with you, didn't you? Didn't we?
Mm-hmm. No, it was more in the beginning. And like
more
in
the beginning.
We played a lot of 9-hole rounds, and we didn't count 9-holes.
We didn't
holes.
Really keep track of 9-holes.
But, to my point, though, like, we get nervous just on stuff like that.
I get to 16, and you're within 2 of me. Not that I'm going to crumble, but I do get a little nervous.
You crumble. I'd love to see your scoring average on 18. I mean, mine's bad, but yours isn't much better.
My scoring average is 75.5.
On 18.
Hole
on
18. 18. Hole
oh,
18.
On hole
I mean, like,
18.
Can we talk
hole
about the round
tough.
Where you were just staring 69 in the face? And
oh, dude, that
it?
Was sad.
Do our view-
I watched
our viewers cried. Know, do the listeners know what the home course is?
Turtle Creek. Creek. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Jesse's right.
Okay,
the 60, just because you Turtle work Creek. There doesn't mean you
the
need to get
the 69 was
Turtle
sad.
Creek.
Hey, you want to give us a sponsorship? Let's talk to Shane.
Talk to Shane and Barry.
The 69 was sad. That was a very sad day for me.
Yeah, I was on
dude,
a FaceTime with
a
Jesse because I was, I don't know where I was. I wasn't here.
Yeah, me and Jesse were on the green, FaceTiming you.
I remember asking Jesse because you guys were walking up to the green. And I was like, so he has to par this, right? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, how's it going? He's like, not good.
was,
I was like, oh,
was so
he did it again.
Isn't that the one where I went like left of
you
left?
You went
left of
left,
left,
left.
Punched right into those trees.
So what do you? What was your
it
heart
was
rate on that 18th tee? Did you? Was it just another
he
hole
had,
to you? Or
there's
you,
no way.
Did you know?
He had to be shaking a little bit.
I was a little nervous.
That tee shot.
He was
just,
nervous.
But
just
the problem,
deadly, though.
The problem was, is that I specifically aimed left.
Because he was taking a wood.
Because I was taking it through wood. I usually fade it, and I did not fade it. I hooked it, drew it.
Oh, you were left.
Left. I was
left off.
I was almost up in that little open grass area behind 17's tee.
It was bad.
Gosh.
Like, yeah.
It's mental at this point. It's all in his head.
Yeah.
And what's bad is the whole day, stripe show.
Yeah. He was crushing it.
But, yeah, see? It crumbled like a cookie.
Still shot. I doubled, so I shot even. So.
Crumbled like
I
a cookie.
And beat him.
Yeah, because what'd you shoot, 70?
Yeah.
Oh, you shot a double the tie, too.
Sorry, that's not funny.
Still,
nope.
I'm
sorry,
upset.
Henry.
I'm still upset.
Yep.
One of these days, it'll happen.
But that brings us, it's Pick'ems time.
Yep.
So, Chet, who won last week?
Are we in on this?
I'm in on it. I got my eyes ready to go.
I got to look
only,
up PGA
We're only
going to
do
players.
Two.
I didn't do the math.
I won. I looked it up.
Okay. Oh, sorry. You just wanted me to say it, didn't you?
Go look. So last week, we didn't have any picked winners. Chet's picks, Patrick Reed was +7. Brooks Koepka missed cut.
+7. Solid, Chet.
Brooks Koepka.
Dude, my fantasy was horrible.
Missed cut.
Too.
Sungjae Im, -2. Hudson Swafford, +1. Tony Finau, missed cut. I had a -4, -5, -8, -1.
Okay, yeah, you won.
That's right, Chet.
Yeah, I figured you did, but it was just.
So that is 4-2, baby.
Yeah.
Why would
I'll come back.
Yeah, it probably just puts his last name first. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, well, dude's I'm ready to randomly
stud,
pick five PGA Tour players.
Do you even know
so
if
Henry goes first,
week?
I go second.
I have no
we'll
clue.
Just go.
Not a what the tournament this
well,
week.
I say hey, if we're picking
it's kind of rude.
Four.
You want to pick four?
No, if we're doing four people, I say we just do two or three.
Let's do three picks.
Hey, it's your podcast.
Let's
we're just
do three
here.
Picks with guests.
All this right. is now my podcast as well.
I'm going to go.
I'm the sound effects guy.
again.
Oh, yeah. You are picking first.
It's time for our daily pick or weekly pick-ums. I mean, come on. It just makes sense.
It does.
I'm going with Scottie Scheffler.
Okay.
Does somebody pick him
that's
every week?
So random.
Oh,
man.
Every
is he picked
week.
Every Scottie week. Chef?
Like at some point he's gonna win just because you guys pick him.
Okay.
Cheddar
my
bag.
Pick. I am going to go with Corey Connors.
Can we talk? What's the tournament this week?
It's
the
RSM
Classic.
Okay. Kevin Kisner, reigning champ. Is he the reigning?
Yeah. No, he won in 2015.
No, 15. Sorry.
I'm gonna go with Xander Schauffele.
Oh, that's a good pick.
Chet, you already said it.
I didn't even know he was in it.
I'm going with past winner. Kevin Kisner.
Wow. Good pick.
That's my pick.
He's he could be a shot in the dark, but I feel
shooter,
like with the
past I don't think Xander's in
is
it.
Is he?
I would go to your fantasy app.
Oh, so I get a pick?
You can pick.
Okay. Kevin Kisner.
This is not how that works.
I was
that
in the order.
Not how
what
that
do you mean?
Works.
Fine.
We won't take it away from Jesse.
Come on.
You give the sound effects guy a break every now and then.
Wow, 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 wow.
How about God, I've never even heard of that guy.
Pick him.
Kramer Hickok.
You have heard of him.
You've heard of
him.
You've
oh,
heard
please
of
him. Tell me more about myself.
he
tell
was
me
guy,
more about
he
what
was
I do
that
and
was
don't
in
know.
The playoff.
The 8-hole playoff with Harris English.
With Harris English.
Yep.
You remember that. He was in an 8-hole playoff with Harris English.
Oh, I don't want that guy. Can I take that back?
You got him. It's already written
and
down.
Neither
sorry,
one
no.
of them would
you
make a
you know what? So was Xander, but
I am going to go ahead and take Harris English.
Oh, that's what I was going to take. Oh, yeah, you had me. I was going to take him, too. Now we got to go in
reverse
order.
He lives
order.
There. He's a hometown kid. Oh, yeah, that beat me to it.
Okay, let's see. Here's English. I'm going to go with.
I think I know who you're talking about. I'm going to.
Yeah. I'll take Webb.
Oh, a little Webb Simpson action.
I'm going to pick the Twitter hero himself. Maximus Homa.
He is in it, but that's not who I was thinking of.
Who were you thinking of?
The Land Down Under.
Cam Smith.
Cam Smith?
Yeah.
Is he in it?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That guy. That dude.
I thought you did your homework last night.
He went through a stretch, dude.
I thought
cue the crickets.
I thought you did your homework and looked up who was playing in this tournament.
He after a tournament, literally had a fishing pole on the course and was fishing.
Yeah.
What a legend.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Who does that? That's so cool.
That's awesome.
Can I change my pick?
You cannot.
You took Harris English.
The laptop has spoken.
I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to take Corey Connors.
I already picked
Chatterbugs already got
taken.
It.
Oh, you said that?
Yeah.
Why wasn't listening?
Wah,
I'm sorry.
Wah, wah, wah.
Wow, that's twice now my picks have been taken. Wow. Who'd you take first?
Get taller.
You took Webb. Wait, I thought you took Webb.
No, I took him. That was my last.
He took Corey and Webb. Oh, you know, so the way this is working is we've made two picks. So
you're the one that wants to keep changing your picks.
Well, look, you know, I'm indecisive.
Speaking of picks, I changed my profile picture.
Everyone, I saw that. Hey,
go
I
to
took
Henry
that picture,
Barnes
by the way.
Twitter.
Go find Henry
like
on Twitter.
His profile picture.
Yeah, please give me some.
It means more to him than you would ever know. Yeah, I promise you that.
Big Twitter head.
All right.
Go ahead, Hank.
Andrew Landry.
Andrew Landry.
All right.
He's got two top fives in his last five starts.
I'm going to go with the 2018 Desert Classic winner, Adam Long.
All right. That's a good pick.
Who are these people?
you're just saying names.
Welcome
at this
to
point.
The podcast.
Thank you. Happy to be
you
here.
You should know this guy.
If you say Cam Smith,
no,
I'm leaving right now.
It's Taylor Gooch.
Gooch.
Yeah, he's been doing solid. Lately.
You want to talk about the
hey,
best
hey,
name
you
want to
know
Taylor.
How he
Taylor
did?
Taylor Gooch, or Scotty Scheffler has nothing on Taylor Gooch.
Really?
Who? Yeah, with the last name of Gooch.
Who?
That's Scotty Scheffler. That's pretty dope.
Like. Hey, I just want to point out, Chet, that man shot 65 on Thursday last week and proceeded to shoot plus six for the rest of the tournament.
Hey, new weekend, new man.
He'll figure it out.
Shooter, you are that's Grant, by the way. For those,
yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Grant, formerly known as
Brent,
also formerly known as Shooter. Thank you. I'm gonna go with the man from the land down under,
Mark
Adam
Leishman.
Scott. No, Cam Smith. I'm picking Cam Smith. Are you impressed? I knew Adam Scott was from Australia.
Did you know Mark Leishman was from Australia?
Yep, sure did.
All right, Jesse,
Kyle Stanley.
Who are these
Never
people?
Missed
these
a cut
are not real
Jesse's
people.
Jesse's feeling dangerous.
I'm surprised.
He's done his research.
I have done my homework.
I'm surprised Russell Henley wasn't picked.
You didn't give me enough time
Kyle
to prepare.
Kyle Stanley hasn't missed a cut.
Mention. What?
You didn't give me enough time to prepare for this. So if I lose this week.
You said you didn't want to come.
That's not what I said.
You said this is more of a Jesse
I believe.
Thing.
Was I wrong? See, he did his homework. He knew.
Yeah,
this is more of a Jesse.
I knew we were doing
he's done
pick-ems.
More homework
you,
than
I was just going
to
be here.
Do you
here
listen
and just,
to the podcast? You know they do pick-ems every
I
week.
I listen to the podcast every week, except last week.
Wow,
I'm a little behind. I'm a little behind.
But
that's okay.
That's our pick-ems. Our pick-ems are, I have Scotty Scheffler, Harris English, Adam Long, Chet with Corey Connors, Webb Simpson, and Taylor Gooch, Grant with my personal favorite name of the group, Kramer Hickok, Max Homa,
no idea. I didn't know
and Cameron
was.
Smith. I wonder if Kramer Hickok is friends with Jason Kokrak.
Hickok and Kokrak?
A lot of K's. And Jesse Bear with Kevin Kisner, Andrew Landry, and Kyle Stanley.
Oh, it's
I
over.
Have no idea who
it's
any of your players are.
He literally picked...
Kisner?
Oh, you picked Kisner. Oh, yeah, because I wanted Kisner.
Yeah.
Sorry, you should have said him first. You went
Kisner's the
me.
One that's like kind of like savage and funny, right?
Yeah.
He's
just, this ain't no
he
hobby.
He's a good old boy.
He has a story with Dustin Johnson that he's told where he like played in like a junior event with DJ.
Yeah,
so. Have you heard? Yeah, mm-hmm. I was gonna say. I think that's.
He also during COVID, someone in Kentucky's family died, and he tweeted at them and said, they were complaining about regulations or something, but their family died, and he tweeted at them and said, I guess they should have been following regulations or the mask the mandates.
Oh, you know.
Jesus.
He got a lot of backlash for that.
Wow. This is not great.
Let's not get political here.
But this has been the Muni Pros Podcast with our special guest.
We have to talk about our sponsorship here.
Oh, bring it in, Chet.
About that. Flagstick Golf Apparel, guys. Got to get your apparel at flagstickgolfapparel.com, okay? Use our promo code MUNIPROS, all lowercase. Gets your order 10% off, okay?
And, yes, I've ordered my shirt, but I'm getting ready to get the sock hat. So
get the beanie. The beanies are sick.
The beanies are sweet. Yeah, Grant?
Sponsorship with Chick-fil-A pending.
He's our sponsor guy.
So close it out, Hank.
I do a lot of behind us.
Oh, no, I completely forgot. But no, this has been the Muni Pros Podcast with our very special guests, Jesse Warner, the short one of the group, Grant Skelton, the shooter.
What a cop out.
Alongside my good friend, Chet Jameson, I'm Henry Bourne. This has been the Muni Pros Podcast. Everybody have a wonderful rest of your week. Hope you enjoy, and we look forward to talking to you next week.
Take care, guys.